Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Aoife Cody Kane is a freelance journalist. She's with me here on Lunchtime Live today because, Aoife, you were using house sitting websites to travel the world. How's it going for you?
Really well. Thanks so much, Andrea. Yeah, we've had a great time. We were traveling for a year, and when we were coming back, we realized that the rent prices in Dublin were a bit out of budget, and someone suggested we try house sitting, and we've pretty much been doing it ever since.
So first of all, how do you find a house to house sit in?
So we use the website trustedhousesitters.com, and I couldn't recommend it more. It basically just puts you in touch with house owners who are going on holidays or away, and you set up a profile and you can kind of match with them. They'll give you an interview sort of thing. And if you're a right fit, then you go ahead with it.
Now, I have a friend who actually has started house sitting in London, but it was on the basis that they were going over to kind of mind friends of friends' cat that lives in the house. And it's, you know, the cat is like a baby and the cat needs to be well looked after, and they didn't want leaving it into a cattery. So they got somebody in to house it for 2 weeks to facilitate them doing that. Are you there as a pet sitter?
Yeah, so it does say it's trustedhousesitters.com, but they probably could rebrand to Trusted Pet Sitters because we haven't found one house that doesn't come with animals. So you kind of need to be an animal lover,
really?
Which we are, thankfully. Yeah.
That's where you've lost me.
Yeah.
Right, so 9 times out of 10, you're not just there to mind the gaff, you're actually there to mind the cat or the dog.
Yeah, there are like houses on the site that are just house minding, but we haven't really come across many. Like, most of the ones in Ireland would be dogs, cats, and some even farms. We're actually on a little farm at the moment.
Where are you?
We're in Gorey. There's a few donkeys and sheep and a horse.
So you're a sort of part-time farmer as well when you're travelling around doing this?
A little bit. They have someone here who's kind of looking after the farm animals. We're taking care of three dogs. But we do give the lamb their feed occasionally.
Yeah. So you're sort of doing this as a way to, it's not just to give you the opportunity to travel the world, but it actually helps to deal with rent issues too.
Yeah, absolutely. For us, it's really like money saving. That's kind of the goal. What's great about it is, you know, you're avoiding paying rent in Dublin, but we work from home. So, you know, you're saving money at the same time as avoiding the rent.
So how does this work? You don't get paid, I assume, Aoife, for this.
No.
Get the roof over your head.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. And when you first started out, did you need any kind of references or to provide a referee to the prospective?
You do, yeah. So Trusted House Sitters will ask for a passport. They'll ask for a link to maybe a LinkedIn or an Airbnb profile. And they also ask for 4 references. And once you've got those, then you're kind of approved on their side. And then you just have to start building up sits and get good reviews from people then.
So how long have you been on the farm in Gorey?
Just for a few days, but we're here for about a week and a half.
So do you ever get any long-term house-sitting opportunities, or is it all just short stints?
Most of them are short, but we did 5 weeks just outside Milan, house-sitting a dog. That was pretty incredible.
Nice.
Yeah, and when I reached out to the PR manager, Emma, who runs Trusted House Sitters, she said that in 2025, more than like 7,000 sits across the world have been longer than a month. So I think there's lots of people out there who are using it as like a long-term option.
So where do you actually store the majority of your stuff then? Because I presume when you and your partner arrive to the farm in Gorey, you're not bringing your life belongings with you.
No, so there is like such a major privilege that comes with being able to do this. We would keep our stuff in my partner's parents' house. So we have that as a kind of base, and we'd go between. So I think it is, you know, there are people out there. If you go on the Reddit page for Trusted House Sitters, you'll find people who do this like full time. People who've been house sitting for 2 or 3 years, and some of them have storage units, but that's quite extreme.
Yeah, okay. So what's the long-term plan? Will you house sit from house sit effort to try to continue saving, or?
So we've kind of come almost to the end of our journey, I'd say. We've actually secured an apartment that we're going to move into in about a month.
Good
and
stuff.
We've made the savings over the last few months, which is great. Yeah, but we'll still use it for the odd kind of adventure, like this is what we're doing now, just to get out of the city for a few weeks.
Yeah. Would you recommend it? I mean, even if people aren't using it as a way to avoid paying rent or to save, but even just as well, I suppose it's probably it's free holiday accommodation, isn't it?
Totally, 1000%. We've been to Kuala Lumpur, Milan, Kinsale, Glasgow. Like, there's so many great places you get to see, and it's really lovely. You're kind of doing as the people do, like you're drinking their coffee and you're sleeping in their bed, so you don't feel like a tourist. You feel part of these communities. I think it's fabulous for people who are retired, for students, like anyone.
Yeah, to do it. And do you know many people who house it?
Well, we've referred so many people now because we just think we're kind of, yeah, we're transformed. We think it's such an amazing option. So more and more of our friends are kind of catching on to it now. But I know some people who had been doing it before. I know someone who was looking at moving to Cork, and she was actually going down to do house sits to sort of check out different neighbourhoods and get a feel for the place before she committed.
Have you ever had any disaster stories when you arrived at somebody's house, or, you know, the dog was a total pain or you couldn't take to it?
There's a few here and there. We had a cat who only drank water from the running tap, so she turned the tap on at 4 a.m. and flooded the kitchen.
Stop! And what did you do?
We just had to mop it up and hope that the house owners were sympathetic.
Usually
they are, but you know, there are some funny things. Like, we arrived at one sit and we were told that the German Shepherd would sleep in the bed with us.
Oh,
and we thought it was a joke, but it was legitimate, and we did sleep in the bed with the German Shepherd and two cats.
Yeah, but you're obviously a big pet fan then.
We are, and you kind of have to be. But I would say for people who aren't, like, look for the sits that you have cats, which are a little bit lower maintenance, or maybe just do a bit of research on the breed, because that can help.
Alexandra is with us as well, Aoife, on the line today. Alexandra, have you ever tried house sitting?
Yes. Hello, everyone. I have indeed. I got into it completely by accident, because after a breakup with my boyfriend, I was stuck with a dog on my own, and I was trying to find an apartment in Cork City at the time. And I came across an ad on Instagram story, and a friend of a friend connected me with a couple who was going away on holidays for a couple of months. So they needed someone to pet sit their 12-year-old Labrador, which I was happy to do. And they allowed me to bring my own dog, Frida, which is a miniature sausage dog. So both of them had an amazing time, and I was allowed to stay there for 3 summer months.
Amazing. So you've kind of used it as a way then to avoid high costs while looking for accommodation in Cork City.
Yes and no, because finding an accommodation where you're allowed pets is extremely difficult. Mm. So for me, it was not just the economic reasons that I could save up for a deposit for a new place, but more importantly, this is the only way that I could keep my dog while living and working in Ireland. So I was lucky enough to have found, you know, a beautiful garden, a house, and I would water tomato plants every morning, and I was there for a few months. So it was great fun, and the dogs got on really well.
Yeah, so the owners of the property had somebody to mind their pets. You got free rent out of it. I mean, would a lot of the house owners leave, you know, a list of requests, things like that, watering plants or veg or different jobs they want you to do?
Yes, absolutely. So they asked me to look after the garden, which I had no problem with. You know, I had previously rented a small room in Cork City for €800, so I was delighted to have access to a bit more comfort at the time. So yes, there was a little list of requirements, you know, 3 walks a day with a dog and feeding her. I would sleep with her in bed as well. And, you know, she would lick my tears off my face after a breakup. So, you know, it worked for both of us.
Susie Walsh is joining us too, Alexandra. Susie's a pet behaviour expert. Are a lot of pet owners using house sitting facilities like this, Susie?
Yeah, a lot of people struggle to poverty, want to even put their pet in a kennel scenario or sometimes like that of an elderly dog or some dog with medical needs. They find it very difficult. So they look for other alternatives, like obviously somebody who takes pets into their own home, or indeed somebody who moves into their home to mind their pets. So it is becoming more and more of a demand for that kind of service.
Is it good for the pet to have new homeowners like this out of the blue?
For the pet, actually being in their own home and their own location can be really good. It can just be very difficult for the responsibility that comes, that people forget that comes alongside it. You know, some dogs can be quite nervous, or if you're taking on a dog with medical needs, then you have to think about, you know, if an emergency happens, if they have to go to the vet, if you're walking the dog and they get off the lead or an incident happens, you know, there's that, not to be a Debbie Downer on it all, but that's what prevented me, I suppose, from offering, from, you know, taking a holiday home with a pet. It's something, obviously, I love animals, but even for me, I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want to take on the responsibility, because people think it's really easy to mind a dog, but, you know, many people will tell you it, the difficulties that come alongside it. You know, they can be destructive, they can be barking, they can have separation anxiety, they, you might know what their trigger is, and obviously I'm coming from the negative side because I work with a lot of bite cases, but you could, you know, who owns the responsibility of that pet when they're in somebody else's care? You know, where does that land? We get a lot of, it's increasing now, court cases and things like that with who has ownership of that dog at that time and who's responsible and who wants to take responsibility if something goes wrong.
I presume then, I presume, Aoife, as well, you probably have to end up walking the dogs too, do you?
Yeah, definitely you do. Like, some of the dogs are high energy. We did have a German pointer who needed 4 40-minute walks a day.
So it really only works, well, not to say it really only works, but probably for a lot of people, maybe this works better if you're looking for something on a more long-term basis, or you're not looking for it as part of your holiday.
No, I mean, it depends. It really depends on the person, but yeah.
Derek says trustedhousesitters.com is specifically designed for sitters to come and mind a person's pet. I've used it for years. I've had over 10 different house sitters over the past number of years come and mind my cats. It's a great system. It works really well. I've just put up my next holiday dates and I'm waiting for the sitters to apply. This listener tells me I've used pet sitters for years and it's been a huge success every time. We have 2 resident cats. There's no fee payable on either side beyond the annual pet sitting website fee. This allows for a more relaxed holiday and trip when you know that your pets are in their own home, being looked after by people who love animals and usually have a lot of experience in their care. Pet behaviour expert Susie Walsh, Alexandra, and also as well Aoife Cody-Kane, freelance journalist. Thanks a million to you all for joining us here on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.